Penguin High Bridge Audio presents Dates from Hell, True Stories from the Front by Catherine Ann Seaman. Try to top this date from hell. Debbie and Steve had dated a year when Steve set the bottom line. They couldn't consider marriage until Debbie met his family. If she and his family didn't click, they couldn't get engaged. His family was Italian, lived in Chicago, and was very close and traditional. He planned to move back one day. Debbie and Steve flew to Chicago, and she met the 20 relatives, aunts, uncles, cousins, and grandparents who came over to Steve's parents' house for lunch every Sunday. His family was wonderful, but Debbie was nervous. Still, she let herself be amused by Steve's great aunt, who talked to herself loudly, and by his mother, who prepared special meals for her tiny Yorkshire terrier, calling the dog the best child I have. Before lunch, Debbie poured herself a third glass of wine and roamed around the big two-story house. She heard Steve's mother announce that everyone should come into the dining room, and she hurriedly searched for a bathroom. She considered asking for directions, but was worried that she might slur her words and ruin any chance of making a winning first impression. She finally found a tiny powder room that had only a sink and mirror. Because it was an emergency, Debbie decided to improvise, using the sink as a toilet. Debbie climbed aboard, and the sink tore out of the wall, pitching her across the narrow room. She banged her head against the wall and was out cold while water spewed from the plumbing. Steve began searching for her, and eventually his family joined him. He called her name and knocked at the powder room. She didn't answer. He was about to move on when he saw water seeping under the door. Steve and his father decided to bust open.